This is a very tired Michael Collins Piper coming down from a very big weekend here in Washington, D.C. As you who are regular listeners know, we had a big conference here sponsored by American Free Press. That's the newspaper I write for on a pretty regular basis, not always every week, and it was a good conference. We had 350 people at least. We didn't have room for everybody that wanted to attend, unfortunately. And I can say in summary, a good time was had by all. John Stadtmiller, the grand old man who's very young, the grand old man of the Republic Broadcasting Network, was in attendance, of course, along with his wife Sandra. And we had a lot of RBN listeners there, I can tell you, because I was surprised at the number of folks who came up and said, I listen to your program all the time. So I appreciated that very much. I did a broadcast on, folks, I don't remember what night it was. I did a broadcast, I guess, on Friday night live from the conference. Had a couple guests on, including Stan Rittenhouse, the author of the book, For Fear of the Jews. Stan gave out his address on the program, but we may have given you the wrong zip code. So if you're interested in Stan's book, For Fear of the Jews, please get your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you that address once again. And you should always have your pen and paper handy when you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, because there's a lot of good advertisements that appear here for a lot of good products. And needless to say, there's a lot of good callers and guests as well who have information that you might want to take down. So always keep that pen and paper handy. Keep it right there beside you so that there's no trouble shuffling around for paper and pen. I'm a writer, and yet, you know what? Whenever I need a pen and paper, never around. Like I say, it was a very good conference. When I come back from our first break, I'll give you a little bit more details about what did happen. Maybe a little bit of commentary about some other matters, some housekeeping here. I'm also going to be giving out my email address for those of you who want to get that special report on the Spotlight and Liberty Lobby and the Institute for Historical Review. I've received quite a few emails from people requesting that. I have received your emails, and I am going to be sending it out, but I wanted to take another opportunity to give out that address. So I'll be giving that address out as well. Take advantage of this moment or two before the break to tell you that on Thursday night we're going to have a very interesting guest, Tom Chittum, the author of a book called Civil War II that addresses some of the problems that are taking place in this country. And yes, I am talking about racial problems and the effects that they could have on our future. Very interesting book. I haven't read it in some time, but I talked to Tom Chittum very briefly on the phone this evening, and he confirmed he will be our guest here on Thursday at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Incidentally, beginning Monday, for better or for worse, some of you will be happy, some of you will be sad, but beginning on Monday, this program is going to be 2 hours from 7 to 9, 7 p.m. Eastern to 9 p.m. Eastern, or for those of you who are in Central Time, 6 p.m. Central to 8 p.m. Central. So we're going to have 2 hours here, and that's going to give us a lot more time for me to rattle on, and I guess for you to rattle on, too, and give us an opportunity to interview some of our guests more in depth. So those of you who are glad about that news, I'm glad you're glad. Those of you who are unhappy about that, well, I apologize, but that's just the way it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we'll give you those emails, addresses, and talk a little bit more about some other things. Then we'll go to the phone. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper at AmericanFreePress.net.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and at 12.180 on shortwave. As I said, beginning Monday night, we're going to be doing a two-hour broadcast. I hope I can keep it going. It's going to be a new experience for me, but we'll try it out. Just as I told John Statmiller and the folks at RBN that I'd try out this one-hour format, which I started on February 1st, and needless to say, it's been interesting. Okay, I promised to give you some addresses. First of all, those of you who want to get the report on what really happened to Liberty Lobby and how the Institute for Historical Review was taken over and destroyed from within and then used to destroy Liberty Lobby and the IHR, just send me an email. Put IHR in the subject line. And send it to Michael Collins Piper, that's my name, Michael Collins Piper, 1960, Michael Collins Piper, 1960, at yahoo.com. Michael Collins Piper, 1960, at yahoo.com. Okay, I said I would also give you the correct address for Stan Rittenhouse and his book, For Fear of the Jews. Now, the address, it's in Vienna, Virginia. It's care of the Exhorters. That's E-X-H-O-R-T-E-R-S. The Exhorters. The Exhorters. P.O. Box 492. 492. Vienna, Virginia, just like it sounds, like the city in Austria, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. That's the Exhorters, P.O. Box 492, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. And Stan's book is $20 in paperback, good, solid, thoroughly researched book written from a traditional Christian fundamentalist point of view, taking issue with these modern-day dispensationalists of the Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, Tim LaHaye point of view, which, of course, is can best be described as Zionist. Stan's book is anti-Zionist, and it's written from your traditional Christian point of view. Okay, folks, must tell you something. As I say, I met up with John Stadtmiller here for the first time in person when he came to Washington, and wasn't feeling too well because I was caught out in the rain, and it's still raining here, folks, and not feeling real well tonight. But I'm alive, much to the regret of my many enemies, and they are many. John gave me something called an Aaronizer, which I have seen advertised right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and on the website here at rbnlive.com. It's an air purifier. And I plugged that thing in, folks, and I want to tell you something. My apartment's not a big apartment, but it's very crowded with lots of books and lots of furniture, and my bedroom where I plugged the Aaronizer in is kind of set back from the rest of the apartment. But I want to tell you something. When I woke up the next morning, folks, this apartment had been cleansed. This apartment, the air in this apartment had been cleansed, and that's pretty remarkable because for many, many years, I was a pretty heavy cigar smoker and still smoke them, but not like I used to, which is just as well. And I want to tell you something. That cigar aroma, some people would call it odor, hangs on the furniture and on the draperies and on the Palestinian flag that I have hanging in the corner of my apartment. And, you know, I'll tell you what, this Aaronizer killed those odors. So I can recommend this Aaronizer firsthand. If you need something like that to help you breathe better and to cleanse the air in your apartment, the Aaronizer will do the job. My entire apartment was cleansed by this, and I had it sitting in the back corner of my bedroom. So you got my personal endorsement on that, folks. Anyway, the AFP conference, what a conference it was. Lots of big names there talking about lots of big issues. I'd hate to say there was any highlight of the conference, but I can tell you this much, that, frankly, I didn't see much of the conference because I really didn't get a chance to. When I spoke on a few occasions that I did, I gave out some awards, much-deserved awards to people that were provided by American Free Press and the Barnes Review. I had the privilege of being the one to hand them out. Other than that, I was mostly talking to lots and lots of people, and it's always a pleasure to meet these people. So I didn't really get to see much of the conference, but the one part of the conference I did see was a closing seminar, and it was on the subject of the Middle East and Zionism. Very interesting cast of characters in that forum. It was chaired by my good friend Mark Lane, who was a longtime attorney for Liberty Lobby, and also for me personally when this pizza-faced troublemaker once filed a lawsuit against me and against the Spotlight newspaper. But in any case, Mark is very, very anti-Zionist. He is Jewish. He was born a Jew, but he is very, very anti-Zionist. He's been a strong supporter of the Palestinian cause. He chaired the forum. One of the guests on the forum was an Iranian filmmaker who's done an Iranian Muslim filmmaker who's done a wonderful film on the life of Jesus Christ, which has been a hit in Iran, which that in and of itself goes to show you that this horrible Zionist lie that the Muslims don't respect Jesus Christ goes to show that that's exactly what it is, a horrible Zionist lie. Well, he also served on the podium. Payman Motahadeh, who is an Iranian Jew who is with the Iranian-born Jew who is now an American, who is known for his work with Freedom Law School, was also on the forum, and also Rabbi Yisrael Weiss of the anti-Zionist New Dakota. And, of course, there was also Hashem Talawi, the Palestinian-American, who many of you are familiar with. He has Current Issues TV, TV.net, I hope that's what it is, on the Internet, a TV show on the Internet. I've been his guest. And also Mark Glenn of CrescentAndCross.com, who has been a guest on this show several times and calls in periodically. So anyway, it was a very diverse crowd on that podium, but I must tell you that there were some fireworks. Rabbi Weiss came up and presented the conventional view of the Neutra Karta, this group of Orthodox Jews who are very much Jewish and remain Jewish, but who are critics of the Zionist state of Israel and who do not believe that there should be a Zionist state at this time. Well, Mark came up, and I must tell you, won considerable applause for daring to say publicly, and right there in front of the rabbi who had just spoken, that as long as the Jewish religion continues to flourish and maintain its attitude that the Jewish people are a superior group of people, that they are separate and apart from everybody, as long as they continue to reject Jesus Christ, that the problems of the Middle East will never be solved, that even if there was no longer a state of Israel, we would have to contend with the ideas and opinions of the Jewish religion. Well, I have to tell you that this was a controversial proposition in the sense that many people may have expected this panel to come to some conclusion, some kind of alliance between the anti-Zionist Jews and the Muslims and the Christians. But no, Mark dared to take a position that I must tell you won a great deal of applause, a very enthusiastic applause, including applause from me. There were a lot of people who didn't applaud, and frankly, I must tell you that I thought a lot of those people who didn't applaud did in fact support what Mark had to say, but they were trying to adopt a neutral position. Maybe they were thought they were being, polite by not applauding a position that perhaps could have offended the rabbi who was up there on the podium. But needless to say, the rabbi, who actually got to speak longer than anybody else, then returned to the podium and actually made the suggestion that the Talmud, the Jewish holy book, which supersedes and overrides the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, the rabbi came up and said that the Talmud was something like a book of beauty and peace. And needless to say, that resulted in a lot of, dissatisfied reactions by the people in the audience. So those of us who were familiar with the Talmud have to raise questions about the propriety of saying that, well, it's wonderful that these anti-Zionist Jews who remain true to their Talmud are people that we need to ally with. In the course of the conflict of the Middle East, they say many good things, but their reverence toward the Talmud is something that leaves some distaste in my mouth, to put it lightly. And actually, we needed an air purifier there after I heard that statement, because I find that statement difficult to swallow. What's the old saying? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Well, this was a very bitter tonic, I assure you, that the rabbi was offering us, and I think most of the audience agreed with that and stood behind Mark Glenn 100%. I know that some of our speakers there came up to me and came up to Mark and expressed the kind of attitude that I'm expressing here in the program tonight. Needless to say, it was a bang-up finish for a very interesting conference. One of the problems we had at the conference was that we had so many people that we actually, it overflowed. We had to put some people up in another hotel, and the hotel where we were based, although the staff did everything they could, they were understaffed, and that created some problems. But all in all, I think everybody had a very good time. People got to meet old friends and make new friends. I could spend a lot of time talking about it. Needless to say, that was one of the highlights, folks. And I can tell you, Mark Glenn really shone at that conference. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, a few comments about a number of matters that you may or may not find interesting, but I'm going to make them anyway. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Want to make a correction. I was talking about Hesham Talawi's excellent internet broadcast. He is based in Lafayette, Louisiana, and his correct address for the internet is currentissues.tv. Currentissues.tv. Forgive me for giving you that wrong information, but I'm pleased to give you the right information. Hesham Talawi can be found at currentissues.tv. Always has a lot of very interesting guests. He's a great guy, very articulate, and he's saying things that need to be said. I want to thank those of you in the audience who have been sending me emails in response to my broadcast on Thursday night, which I believe was rebroadcast here on Monday night, responding to some of this misinformation and what I should say is actually disinformation being circulated on the internet about American Free Press and about me and about Mark Lane and about John Tiffany and Jim Tucker, our Bilderberg authority. And, well, you know, it gets to be very complicated and take up a lot of time, but, you know, sometimes you have to respond to this. It's kind of funny, folks. The person who's spreading this disinformation is now claiming that I've covered up the role of former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his intrigues in the Middle East. And he's even claimed that I don't mention Netanyahu in my book, The High Priests of War. Well, you know, I was kind of surprised that that claim would be made, and I was thinking, well, maybe I didn't mention him because he wasn't prime minister of Israel at the time that it was written. But nonetheless, I checked in the book, and there is not just one and not just two, but three references to Benjamin Netanyahu in my book. So again, you know, these lies and this disinformation just go to show you that you can't trust these sources that just throw out these false accusations. Yes, folks, there are three references to Benjamin Netanyahu in my book, and they are very important references because they show the connection between Benjamin Netanyahu and people like Richard Perl and all these other hellish neoconservatives who got us into this insane war in Iraq. So remember, folks, be very careful when you hear these people who spread this disinformation. It's funny, they're even now suggesting that I'm a Zionist because the middle name I was born with, Bernard, is, as they say, quote-unquote, a Jewish name. And they're saying, why did Michael Collins Piper change his name from Bernard? Well, folks, first of all, I'll remind you that there is a saint named Bernard, a Christian saint named Bernard, and I will remind you, or I will tell you, that my own grandfather, who was a devout Irish Catholic, his baptismal name was Bernard. That's the name he was given before God by a Roman Catholic priest. Of course, I'm not a Roman Catholic myself, but I'm going to tell you the story how I got the name Bernard and how I changed it, because it's a funny story. It's a funny story. I had two older brothers who had a teddy bear named Bernard the Bear. They called him Barney for short. And when my mother was pregnant with me, they wanted my mother to name me Barney after the teddy bear, Bernard the Bear. Well, my mother said, well, I don't know if we can name him Barney. She didn't think that would be a very good name, Barney Piper. She said, well, maybe we can give him the middle name Bernard. Because, see, my father always wanted to name one of his sons Michael. So they gave me the name Michael Bernard Piper, named after the bear. Father got me named Michael to satisfy my brother's demands that I be named after this stuffed bear, who we still have in the family, by the way. They didn't call me Barney, they called me Michael, Michael Bernard Piper. Well, then when I was a kid, I liked that old TV show Dark Shadows that had the Collins family on with Barnabas Collins, the vampire. And all my friends knew I liked Dark Shadows, so they'd call me Michael Collins. And you know, I kind of liked that name Collins. And I was even known by Michael Collins and Michael Collins Piper so much that in my high school yearbook, they put under my picture Michael Collins Piper because they actually believed that that was my name. And you know what? On my driver's license today, it's still Michael Bernard Piper. But when I started writing professionally, I liked the name Michael Collins Piper. And I've used it ever since. But if you look on my Social Security card, that evil Social Security card, and my passport and my driver's license, it's Michael Collins Piper. But I was really named after Bernard the Bear, Barney for short. So no, I wasn't trying to cover up my alleged Zionist or Jewish heritage. No, I'm Irish, German, Dutch, and American Indian. And that caused a lot of people to say that I'm not even white, folks. But in any case, those internet rumor mongers who are trying to scare you into thinking that I'm a secret Zionist whose real name is Bernard, well, they're right. My real middle name is Bernard, just like in St. Bernard, just like in Barney the Bear. Folks, when we come back, we're going to go to the phone. Stay tuned. This is Michael Bernard Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., named after Barney the Bear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Piper here, also known as Barney the Bear. Kind of funny, a week or so ago I got an email from one of the listeners who said, he said it in a friendly way, he said that I sounded like a wounded bear growling in the woods. And he said I sounded like a growling bear, and he said since I'm part Indian, maybe that should be my Indian name, Growling Bear. Well, he wasn't far off. He didn't know that when he wrote it to me, that I was actually named after a stuffed teddy bear. But in any case, that's the story, folks. No big mystery there, although some people want to make an issue out of it. That's very, very funny and very amusing to me. Okay, well, let's go to the callers here. We have Joe calling from Pennsylvania. Joe, come on up.
Hello?
How are you doing, Joe?
Good. I was I'm sorry, but I was a bit disturbed by those comments about... I actually agree with Mark Glenn on a lot of issues, and I understand he disagrees with Judaism. My problem, though, is I can't bring it on myself to blame Jews for this, and I think too many people do that, and I was... I mean, you say...
Wait, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before you go any further. You say blame Jews for this. What do you mean by this?
I mean the problems in the world. I blame the Zionists.
Well,
I realize they're Jewish, but not all. It's a system. People are brought up into a system when they're Jewish to believe in Zionism.
Well, but that's not necessarily the case. A lot
right.
of see, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of Jews are not Zionists, and you know, like we had Judy Andreas call in here the other night, and I'm going to have her as a guest on the show. You know, Judy is actually was born Jewish, raised in a Jewish household that was not extremely religious, and she's now a convert to Christianity. But she, I think, was anti-Zionist even before she became a convert to Christianity. So no one's here to blame the Jews, quote-unquote, the Jews for everything.
Okay, I'm just saying, okay, what were you saying then about Mark Glenn? I don't
well,
understand.
Well, Mark Glenn was making what I think is a very valid point, that as long as the organized Jewish religion continues to adopt a position that they are a superior people, that they're God's favorite, that they have special rights and privileges, and that non-Jews, as expressed in the Talmud, and we're only talking about the very strongly religious Jews who follow this insane, very ugly book called the Talmud, as long as they continue to follow that, there's going to be a problem because they have this attitude that they are going to rule the earth. See, this is the thing. There's a real confusion here because, you know, there is the state of Israel, which is a Jewish state, but there is also a Jewish community that is immersed in the teachings of the Talmud, and a lot of those Jews do not live in Israel. So we're not blaming the Jews for everything. I know Mark Glenn doesn't blame the Jews for everything, nor do I, but I find as many people say they find the Koran offensive, I personally find the Talmud more offensive.
Okay, well, what I mean is, you know, I understand Mark Glenn's position, and I don't think he's saying that he would... Okay, just let me put it this way. You know, I don't believe in some of the supposed ideas that we have. I'm not a Holocaust revisionist, so let's assume that it's true that there was a Holocaust. Okay, and, you know, let's assume that there was a plan to exterminate Jews. I mean, that's not what I want, and I don't think you're saying that either.
No.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up because I feel like sometimes we use...
Joe, let me make a point here. Now, see, you brought up the Holocaust. That's an entirely
right.
unrelated thing altogether, see. But you know, it is a point that's been made. Now, it's probably appropriate that you did bring it up because the... Dr. Norman Finkelstein, who is Jewish and whose parents were in a concentration camp, has written a book called The Holocaust Industry.
Yes.
And what he says in that book, if you haven't read it, you should read it. I highly recommend it. He says that the organized Jewish groups in America today who are not only lobbying on behalf of Israel, but really on behalf of special rights and privileges and demands that Jewish people be given a pass, generally use the Holocaust as a club to beat down politicians and anybody else who dares to question the Jewish agenda. So in that sense, the Holocaust is very central to what we're talking about. In fact, I'll tell you something, it's very interesting. You know that there are a lot of Jews who teach in their religious teachings that the Holocaust was God's punishment of the Jews. Now, I'm not saying that. What I'm telling you is that Jewish rabbis and Jewish religious thinkers actually teach that Adolf Hitler was an agent of God sent to punish the Jews for you know, abandoning their faith. You know, so that's see, there's a lot more to all this than meets the eye.
Okay, one more thing, if I could ask.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, please.
You know Eustace Mullins well, right?
I just saw Eustace yesterday, right?
Now, I know. I was talking about anti-Semitism, and I don't like to label anyone anti-Semitic, but I heard you wrote an article or a book called The Biological Jew, and I
yes.
was looking up excerpts. Is he saying that the Jewish people are a parasite? Because that's what I got from these excerpts.
Eustace's book says that throughout history, Jewish people have attached themselves in an organized fashion, in a negative way, to governments and to centers of power. And I'll tell you what's very interesting about that is that a modern day Jewish historian named Ginsberg, Benjamin, I believe his first name is, wrote a book called The Fatal Embrace. And what's interesting in that book is that he says that one of the reasons why Jewish people historically, long before the State of Israel, one of the reasons why Jewish people have consistently gotten themselves in trouble is because they have attached themselves as a group, as a community, to ruling elites in various countries. And then when the people revolted against the corruption of those ruling elites, Jewish people got in trouble. You know, Jewish people were very much a part. The rulers of the Bolshevik Revolution murdered millions of people, created communism. It goes on and on throughout history. So what Eustace Mullins wrote in a popularized version is hardly any different, really, than what this Jewish historian and political scientist, Mr. Ginsburg, wrote. So, you know, it's kind of a hard line. It's a hard it's a hard definition. But I do think Mark Glenn was right on the mark, so to speak, when he made some tough comments. You might call it tough love. Telling Jewish people that they've got to abandon this idea that they are supreme, that they are superior to everybody else, because it's that kind of attitude that gets people in trouble.
You're right, and I do agree, Norman Finkelstein. I'm trying to look into his work. I think the Holocaust is being used for an agenda, regardless of whether anyone wants to get into the argument that it happened or not. It is being used for a Zionist agenda. That's true, and I agree spot on. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah, well, I think we're on the same page, Joe. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Scott from Massachusetts. Scott, what's going on tonight?
Hey, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Same old stuff, just a different tune, just a little bit. You know, in the last month or so, what's been happening to Lebanon, and we've been watching JonBenet. And you've been busy really getting ready for this seminar that you did and what have you. But I'd just like to put some facts out there as produced by Amnesty International and the Red Cross.
Yeah, please do.
All right. By Israel, between July 14th and August 12th, 7,500 jet sorties, bombing missions were carried out over Lebanon. 7,500. 2,500 naval bombardments. 30,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. 30,000. Water, electric, petroleum, hospitals across the whole country. Guided missiles. We sent over 100 bunker-busting, depleted uranium, 5,000-ton bombs. 100 of them. When they left with cluster bombs being dropped. When they left, most of the major cities in Lebanon's main street had been totally bombed out so that there were craters all the way down the main streets. Now, in the foreword of August 25th, 2006, this is what it says. Rabbis, Israel too worried over civilian deaths. As international human rights, and they're referring to Amnesty International and the Red Cross, and this is by Rebecca Spence, by the way. As international human rights organizations decry the high toll of civilian death suffered in the Lebanon War, America's main organization of modern Orthodox rabbis is calling on the Israeli military to be less concerned with avoiding civilian casualties on the opposing side when carrying out future operations. Following a solidarity mission to Israel last week, leaders of the Rabbinical Council of America issued a statement prodding the Israeli military to review its policy. I'm sick to my stomach over this.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Scott, as you were reading all those horrific, horrific figures, I mean, real facts about what's been happening, I'm thinking the whole time that although it's officially been done, or I should say, although it's been done by Israel and its military, it couldn't have been done by Israel and its military except for the fact that the United States has provided the financing for that. The United States has provided the technology for that. U.S. taxpayers have been the ones who provided the United States government the finances
to make that all possible. Michael, and the Jewish rabbis have provided the demonic spiritual element in which to kill and maim and destroy. And it comes from the Orthodox rabbis in America, from the Rabbinical Council of American Rabbis. So,
yeah, and these are supposed to be religious people. These are supposed to be the people of God.
Rabbis, they're too worried over civilian deaths. And you know why? Because it says in the Talmud that the fingernail of one Jew is worth more than 1,000 Arabs.
Exactly. Now, see, this is the whole thing. This is what I was trying to convey to Joe, who called here earlier. Obviously, not every Jew has been steeped in Talmudic studies. Not every Jew...
Modern Judaism is Talmud.
Right, but what I'm saying is that every Jew has not necessarily endorsed all this, but the fact is that these religious leaders, who are the leaders of the Jewish community, do believe this, and it's illustrated right by what you just gave us here tonight, Scott. I mean,
right.
You can't get away from it.
No,
it's horrible, but it's a fact.
And isn't Bush surrounded by these rabbis up there?
Oh yeah, Bush. I mean, I've seen Bush. Bush holds big wingdings in the White House. Honoring people like this, honoring these rabbis. I mean, Bush is part of this Christian fundamentalist point of view that actually endorses all of this, and yet it's totally contrary to Christian thinking, to real Christian thinking by anyone's judgment.
Well, the fact that anyone would consider themselves a spiritual leader and ask for the death of more civilians in war activity, that just blows me away.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
If the American bishops were calling for the United States to come out and kill more Iraqi civilians because, we're losing 3,000 Americans, let's just get the hell out of there. I bet you the American bishops would all vote for that.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
But not these Jewish guys. No, next time you do this, make sure you kill everybody.
Yeah, it's this is the interesting thing about it. Most people don't. That newspaper you referred to is The Forward, and that's really, in some respects, maybe one of the most influential Jewish papers in the United States, and it reflects the thinking of the organized Jewish community. And it borders on insanity when you hear that kind of stuff. I mean, it is sickening, just as you say, and it's very, very disturbing, and it's just the kind of thing I think that Mark Glenn was addressing in those comments that he made at the American Free Press Conference.
Which is why I gave you my obligatory Tuesday night call.
All right. Listen, Scott, I appreciate that.
Take care.
Okay. We're going to be having a break coming up here very shortly, very, very shortly, but I'm going to give Rick from Florida the chance to come on up before the break. Rick, come on up.
I'm not going to hit my head on anything, am I?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, Mike, this is the fourth time I've tried to call your show, and either there's technical difficulties you're having, or you're not taking calls, or, you got your regular callers on
there. Well, you're here now, so say what you have to say.
I'm here now, but you're going to a break.
Well, you can stay on over the break, so say what you have to say.
Yeah, I'd love to stay over on the break. But I want to ask you, Michael, what is a Jew in your opinion? You say Judy Andreas, the Jew, and she was born as a Jew. Are you saying that the Jews are racial? Is it a racial thing?
Well, that's very interesting because if you read in that newspaper, The Forward I just referred to, and if you read any other Jewish newspapers and you find lots of books, there's a constant debate on the subject of who is a Jew. This is something that's been going on even in Israel right now.
So you don't know? So you don't know yourself?
Well, if I had to say... What exactly?
You know, every time I call a show, this Judy Andreas gets on the line almost immediately after I call. And it's like, you know, well, what about me? I'm a Jew, and I'm not this. You know what? Jews lie. And before there were Zionists, there were Jews that got kicked out of every country in Europe. So this Zionist garbage has to go. It's a chicken.
Well,
it's a chicken thing that you guys are all pulling about the Zionist regime
you're
dealing with.
Did you hear what? Did you hear what I don't know if you were listening to what I said. Well, now you're going to have to hang on for the break, Rick. ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, Michael Bernard Piper. Stay tuned for more.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We have a caller who's come aboard and asked the question, if I know who is a Jew, I don't... I'm going to be the last person to try to define that because, as I said, the Jews themselves, I'm not sure, have been able to define it. They fight among themselves over the definition. But, Rick, I want to assure you that because you've had trouble getting onto this program doesn't mean that you've been censored. I don't know who's calling in and what they have to say, nor do my producers. And, you know, I get so many calls I can't bring them all up, but
well,
I brought you up. So
why can't we get a basic understanding down what a Jew is? And this Zionist garbage has to go. If, look, we don't have dog tags for Jews in the military. We don't discuss who a Jew is when they commit a crime. it's not a race, obviously, to most people. We have to define what it is. What is this entity against us?
Well, I'll tell you what, there are certain ways it can be defined, and I think that comes in the definition of such groups as the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress that purport to represent all Jews. Whether they do or not, I don't know.
Back to Jesus Christ.
But Rick, listen.
This is not a current issue here. This goes back thousands of years.
Rick, I didn't say that it was. In fact, in my discussion earlier with Mark Glenn tonight, I made it clear to Mark that I agreed with his point of view that this has been something that goes way back before the
establishment. Well, then let's define it, you know?
Well,
let's
how do you define it?
What it is.
How do you define it?
If we can't define our enemy, how are we going to attack it? How are we going to defend ourselves if we don't know who they are?
Well, who do you think they are? Tell me.
I think they're Jews. That's what they are, Jews. I don't care if they're racial Jews or the religious Jews. I don't care if they stick up for Jews. They are the enemy. They are the ones that are destroying this country. And anybody that calls up your show and says, oh, we shouldn't do anything, we should be passive, we shouldn't do anything, we'll just let our borders get run over, we'll just let our rights go down the tubes, we'll let all the, you know, our children get pillaged in the schoolrooms, all of this stuff, and we'll just not do a damn thing. It's ridiculous, and your people need to start calling in and saying what we're going to do, not what we shouldn't do.
Well, what do you think we should do?
I think we should round up together. I think we need to round up together, and we need to speak at the same time. Instead of this Thursday night, this guy speaks, Friday night, that guy speaks, we all need to speak at the same time, everybody. We need to make a move, and we need to be brave.
Well, what is this move you think we should make? You're kind of being evasive here. I mean, I'd like to know.
I'm saying, hey, whatever it's going to be, let's do it. Let's put our lives on the line because our children are on the line.
Well, I think
you had a guy named Lonnie that called, and he said, you know, he was saying it's time. We got to take it. We got to take this to the streets. We have to do it. It's time. We've gone to war in foreign countries for literally nothing because our government tells us to do. And we can't even do it in our own home country when we walk out our front door.
Well, you know, he wanted people to go out and shoot judges. I don't think that's the solution, and if anything, that would only...
Instead we should shoot Iraqis and stick up for Israelis that are destroying Lebanese Christians' lives.
I certainly don't advocate what the military is doing, but those people in the military were ordered to do it, unfortunately, but...
You know what? We need to order them to do it.
Okay. Well, I don't know if the military is going to listen to us anyway, so no. I'm just going to have to wind it up here. I hear that music playing.
Yeah.
We'll be back here tomorrow night. We'll have Tom Chittum on Thursday. We'll see what he has to say about the problem. Thanks for your calls, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper winding it up. Thanks for your patience. Thanks for listening in, and stay tuned to RBNLive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.